You're listening to Practical Defense with Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're going to talk about distraction burglaries. I've covered this topic in the past, but it's been over 2 years, so it's time to bring it up again. This is an extremely common type of theft from the home, and from reports I've received from listeners, it is a strategy used all over the world. The premise is this. One criminal distracts the homeowner, getting him or her to walk outside the home or into a back room, while the partner sneaks into the home and steals cash or jewelry. The distractor poses as a person in a position of authority, such as a city worker, gas, water, or power, or as someone selling a service such as tree trimming or house painting. The partner who steals enters through the open or unlocked front door, or even a back door, having snuck into the backyard and waited until the distractor lured the homeowner away. Here's a true story from my neighborhood and my meter reader. Now, I know my meter reader. I work from home most of the time, and I keep my side gates locked. On the days that he's scheduled to come by and read the power meter, I'd have to let him in. So one day he shows up and he is dressed head to toe in DWP logo clothing. I'm talking hat, shirt, windbreaker, sweatpants. Everything he is wearing has a DWP logo sprawled across it. I can only imagine that even his underwear and socks had DWP logos. I must have given him a look because he told me that there was a rash of distraction burglaries in the neighborhood over from mine with a guy who was posing as a DWP worker. Now, apparently, a wary resident called the police on the legitimate DWP worker who was doing his rounds. So the police rushed over, held him at gunpoint, took him to the ground, cuffed him, and generally scared the crap out of him. And since then, my DWP guy switched up all of his work clothes to look like he was a walking DWP billboard. For some reason, he wants to avoid looking down the barrel of a police service weapon. Oh, and yes, I also know my U.S. mail carrier and my UPS delivery lady. Now, a recent alert sent out by my local police department included a new twist on the distraction burglaries I hadn't heard of before. I was aware that criminals use their children as shields to put victims at ease, but apparently they're now using them to steal as well. At open houses, you know, when people are selling their homes, a full family, meaning a husband, wife, and children, will come by the home posing as potential buyers. The parents will distract the real estate agent while the children walk freely about the house and steal anything of value they can find. They'll go through drawers in the bedrooms looking for cash, jewelry, and watches. So how do you protect yourself against these types of crimes? First, I never need the services of anyone coming to my home. I do not open my door, and I inform them through the door that their services are not needed. Period. End of story. Move on. When you do go outside your home, take your keys and lock the front door. It doesn't matter how short the duration you expect it to be. It only takes a few seconds to lock and unlock the door, and that is time well spent. If you are a real estate agent running an open house, request that all children remain with the parents. Do not let them walk freely about. Finally, do not hesitate to call the police if you suspect someone is not whom they claim to be. Also, many of the door-to-door sales are illegal. For example, in my city of Los Angeles, it is illegal to sell magazine subscriptions door-to-door. Then there are the scammers who often pose as collectors for various charities. They actually have no affiliation with whatever charity they claim to be with. They're just interested in pocketing your cash and taking advantage of your generosity. All charity collectors are given a license by the city and must present it on demand. If they don't have one, call the police. The bottom line is to stay aware and trust but verify. Or you could be like me and just be a complete jerk. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and now Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You could also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.